Today on the Becoming Unique podcast, I have two beautiful, amazing souls here by the name of Gail and Gregory. Welcome.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here with you, Unique.
It is. Thank you for inviting us.
You're welcome, and thank you for being here. I'm so excited to speak to you guys. But before we get started on today's topic, I would love for you guys to share, who is Gail and Gregory?
Well, that is an interesting question. How deep do you want to go? I will tell you some things about myself that I am a very spiritual woman. I've been doing the work that we've been doing with sacred geometry now for 38 years. When Gregory and I first met, had no idea really what sacred geometry was before that. However, I had been working as an artist. And as an artist, it was really important for me to explore what was in creation. How does the universe work? I was fascinated with it. And one of the authors that I absolutely loved and got deep into was Buckminster Fuller. I don't know if you're aware of him, but he is the genius that created the geodesic dome. Lots of different things that he did. He was just an amazing engineer, an architect, a writer. And he touched me very deeply because he had a cosmological understanding of universe that made perfect sense to me. And he was into geometry. So he had a lot of different books, but one of his books was, he had all these tetrahedrons. Do you know what a tetrahedron is? Okay, I'm going to tell you. Yeah. It is a three-dimensional triangle. So if you just think of a triangle in three dimensions, you'll have a tetrahedron. Mm-hmm. And what he proposed was that that was a very important, essential construct of universe. So, you know, I was going through all this information and it was just amazing. Plus his ideology, the way that he spoke and what he was really into, was just, it was so deep. It was so universal. It was just very, very important to me. Mm. So when I met Gregory, which was 38 years ago, he was carrying around this box of these different geometries and he had all these tetrahedrons in there. I looked at that and I said, oh my gosh, you must know the work of Buckminster Fuller. And he said, no, I've never heard of him. And I said, well, you need to. Because one of the things that I was into at that point was I had seen him actually deliver a wonderful talk. And he had just passed away just recently. And I had the belief that our souls are immortal. And the energy, the wisdom, it's all there. So I just in meditation put it out and said, I'd love to connect with that energy. And mm-hmm. if you would like to bring that to me, I'm open to receiving it. And so I did. After a number of times asking, he came. And I was getting all these different scientific explanations and lessons. And I got to the point where I went, I'm not a scientist. Either I need to have somebody that comes into my life who I can share this with that makes sense out of it, or it's just like, it's just going to flow over the top and go nowhere. And I'm a practical person, even though I get out there pretty far out in the universe as well. Mm. Well, it wasn't long after that that I met my husband, he's my husband, obviously. And I met him and it just all clicked. And that's where we started getting together, working together, mm-hmm. And doing, you know, what we really feel is our life journey together.
Wow.
And the reason I was carrying around this box of geometries was that I went through an experience called Kundalini. After about 10 years of doing spiritual work, living in different ashrams, I built a pyramid with a friend that in today's dollars was probably worth about $250,000. And I was sleeping in it We were both taking turns sleeping in it, and it set off this energy in my body. This started flowing through everything so strongly that I literally had holes being burned in my hands and in my feet from where the energy was flowing through. And so this opened me up to the higher realms of understanding, and I was building what I was seeing. And they were showing me, I was starting to communicate with higher dimensional realms of understanding. And that's when Gail and I came together, and we realized that we had work to do and to get this out to the world. And this is what we've been doing for 38 years. And we just completed a book this year that's out there explaining how everything in the universe is interconnected with geometry and consciousness. And geometry, sacred geometry, is really the expression that consciousness uses as it comes into physical matter. So that everything we see, from the sun, the moon, the universe itself, to the atoms within us, to everything we see when we look at plants and animals, we all follow patterns and rhythms and cycles. And by understanding those patterns and rhythms and duplicating them in our lives, we can start to dance in rhythm with the way universe is dancing. Because so much of what we're doing today is taking us out of step. You know, with all the computers and the electromagnetic pollution, all the things going on with the toxins in the environment, the new elements that we're creating, all the things going on with the fear in the world, and all the different things that are happening with the beliefs and the judgments and the separation. This is all a function of where technology is taking us. And that's why when you go into nature, and science very definitely says there's a difference when you are sitting near a stream and the sun is shining, you feel that connection. You feel, because everything around you is doing what it's supposed to be doing. The grass, the water, the tree, the birds. It's when we go into the cities of cement and rebar that block this stuff out that we forget who we are. So sacred geometry is about bringing us back to those natural rhythms of the way everything works.
Wow. This absolutely beautiful story on the way you guys connected. I absolutely love that. You know how beautiful, you know, the energy that you was channeling in, you really attracted Gregory. Like, you guys attracted each other. Like, this is so amazing. And it's just like, proof is in the pudding, how energy is real. Energy is just so real.
Everything is energy.
Yeah. And Unique, I have to say that after we'd been together a week, I pulled my wallet out, and this was the only business card that I carried in my wallet for a year. She had made a couple of handmade cards with one of her paintings glued onto the back, and someone gave it to me the year before and said, "You need to meet this woman." And I wrote down a few things, meditation, color, and I put it in my wallet. And then when we finally got together, I pulled it out and I said, "Wow, this is you, isn't it?" And so universe wasn't taking chances. It found lots of ways to try to push us together.
Wow. Like, I got chills with that just now. Wow. That's amazing. Oh my goodness. So it was meant to be. There's no mistakes here.
Yeah. And you know something? I believe that universe is set up to be exactly like that. Like, you know, when something happens where You know, do you ever have the experience where you think of somebody and go, oh, I really need to talk to that person?
Yeah.
And then guess what happens?
They
Right? They
call, they
call
show
or they
up.
show
Yeah.
up. Right. So there's so many things we sometimes we call them serendipity, you know, whatever coincidence. But what it is that we're in sync with the flow of the universe because we are here to connect. We are here as these particles of energy that are dancing around. And we are the ones who can focus it and bring it into a purposeful flow. The energy is always moving in a way where it wants to be creative. It wants to have that basic dynamic where the seed becomes the tree. It's
Yeah.
all there planted within us. And it's our job to get back into that rhythm, back into that flow.
Amazing. You know, you said about the three dimensional triangle, and I have a triangle here. I have no idea where this came from. It just appeared in my house somehow. Is this a 3D triangle? What type of triangle is this?
Okay.
It's just a pyramid.
Look at the base of it, and the base is a square. So
Okay.
that's a little pyramid.
Okay, so this is the
Actually,
pyramid.
I will
Hold on a minute. He's
grab.
gonna grab something and show you.
Okay. Well, actually, I guess this would have four sides, so it's not 3D.
Right. Right.
Well, it
Okay.
has. Yeah, it has five sides total.
Oh, five.
Four
Oh.
on the top,
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a tetrahedron. You see,
Okay.
each base is a triangle. And there are four of them. It's one of the first geometries created. And it moves energy.
Amazing. You know, we're going to have to do the one-on-one lesson of sacred geometry today because I am completely clueless to it all. So let's just start off with the one-on-one definition of what is sacred geometry for all of us to understand.
So I'm going to jump in and start on, I'm going to give you the easy way of looking at it. And that is that everything in creation has, as we were just saying before, follow a certain pattern and rhythm and flow. And so there is throughout the universe, throughout our environment, sacred geometry is it's shown over and over again in all the things that we do. Gregory's going to show a picture in a moment, but there are certain ways that the flowers are created, the way that you see spirals like in the nautilus shell. There are ways that universe or energy is raw energy. It's without form. And it's vibrating at a very high level. So in order to come into this dimension, this physical realm, it has to slow its vibration down and then find certain constructive ways of becoming form. So think about this for a minute. So think about this amazing energy, this higher energy that wants to come into form. And the more that we are in relationship with that higher energy in the form itself, then we are connected to all that is. And that's where we are. We talk about this a lot in our book, that we are multidimensional beings. We aren't just the physical, you know, the body, the physical. You know, when we die, the soul leaves and there is no life because the soul has left. But you can't touch it. You can't, you know, you can't put it into some constructive way and say, well, that's what it is. And so it's the underlying structure that we're talking about in the higher levels of who we are that are really both the mystery and the importance of who we are. So getting back into nature, when we walk through, as Gregory said before, when we're walking through nature and we feel, if you ever notice how relaxed you'll feel in a beautiful place in nature, it's like, I know for me, I can breathe differently. I see things differently. My creative energy sparks more. I feel more intuitive. I feel more open. So that's all because we're connected to the way that universe is created. And we call that sacred geometry. Well, you can go back historically and look at You know, we talked about just before with the pyramids, the Greeks, the early, you know, early civilizations. They wanted to create structures that would help people connect with that higher level of who they are. So they would create, whether it's cathedrals or Stonehenge or different kinds of pyramids, whatever it was, there were certain structures that followed these essential patterns that helped people move into that place of higher connection. And so those are some of the kind of simplistic ways of looking at sacred geometry.
Okay, so beautiful. I love that you said that we're all connected. And you know, what I'm getting from the definition that you gave us is that through different pieces of sacred geometry, just like in the past, like shapes, with having these shapes around, we can start to connect higher. Okay, so the pyramids and different pieces in history were built for the purpose, not just because it was a cool shape and we like it and it's pretty, but it had a purpose behind it, the purpose of going higher and getting closer with thyself.
Beautiful, exactly.
And it literally is moving energy. Energy flows. You see, 99.99999% of your body is pure energy, is space. So that means very little is physical matter. And the way this energy flows and moves into the physical is it follows very particular patterns and rhythms and cycles. And so you said that you're going to put this up for on YouTube for some people that want to see images,
Spotify.
or Spotify now, that here is an image from our book that's showing all these different curves that you see from Nautilus shell to the universe itself. And the same geometries that created this is the way that we are built. You know, when you measure from a person's head to their navel down to their feet, it has this relationship that is called the phi ratio. Your DNA follows these patterns. And you can see the hand to the elbow, the shoulder to the elbow to the hand, all these different relationships of the body are built around this pattern. And I'm going to show you a picture of if you take, here's the tetrahedron we were talking about at the very front of this line. You take the number of degrees that are on that geometry, add it to another one called an octahedron and then a dodecahedron. The total number of degrees times 100 is equal to the diameter of the sun. And then these geometries, the next line down, add up to the diameter of the earth when you take a geometry and you turn the degrees into miles, you have the exact diameter of the earth. And then the cube makes the diameter of the moon. So then when I start playing with some of these different geometries, like the sun and the moon together, adding those diameters of those two celestial orbs, you get the number of degrees in these three different geometries. So what that means is that you can have a geometry that's resonating with the way the sun's created, the moon's created, the earth's created, and some of these geometries resonate with the way our bodies are created. But there's another aspect I wanted to share with you about us. And so I'm going to go into a slide that shows a picture of who we really are. And we're like an iceberg. You see, when I said that we're mostly energy, that means only a little bit in the physical dimension shows up that we see and relate to. The rest is hidden, just like an iceberg. So your emotions are hidden, your mental process, everything going on in your mind, and that energy is hidden. But on higher levels, that's where the energy wants to flow through from source, from soul, into the physical. And it often gets blocked by our emotional body. You know, it's like we build a shell around ourselves with the negativity, with the fear, with the anger, with the sadness, with the guilt. And it makes it hard for the love that we truly are on higher levels to come through. So by working with something like some of the geometries we have, that we found a way to put them into pendants that are very small that people can wear, what happens is people's vibrations start shifting. And then the energy can get through. And that starts shifting the way we feel emotionally. That starts shifting the way we deal with things mentally as far as stress. And as far as health goes, that's another trigger that science has finally started acknowledging. Stress. Stress is a trigger for many diseases. If you can remove stress, if you can remove the emotional conflict, the energy that's flowing in the body creates much more health. It's only in the physical, you know, at the very tip of the iceberg, where we finally see the results of where we've been working psychologically, where we've been working emotionally, you know, before. And we go, oh my goodness, I have to start working on myself on many levels to come to a level of full health. Because full health is the entireness of our being. The parts that you can't see have to be worked on as much as the parts that we see that finally get sick or are not feeling so good.
And you know what? On a lot of levels, like I wanted to tell this little story. There was a gentleman who he was working as a 911 dispatcher. You know, that's a really high stress job, you know, where there's people who are like going through some really horrendous things. And he was having a rough time just, you know, being there. He wanted to do that job, but it was really hard on him. And so he got one of the pendants and he said right away, everything shifted. The way that he was able to interact with people, not only on the phone, but the people in his organization, everything changed. So that when he came home and, you know, he was there to be able to be full on in his relationship instead of all tangled up in you know, knots because of what he had been through. I remember this one story, this person who worked in the prison system and let us know shortly after she was working with the pendant that everything felt different. It's like the prisoners seemed to treat her with more respect. We've had people who have told us that, you know, when they felt like they just weren't really accepted or appreciated or whatever, and then all of a sudden they put the pendant on and it was all different. And that's because of the energy. There was an energetic connection that happened so that they weren't just focusing on their limitations. They were able to bring in the higher values of who they really are. And their lives changed because of that.
Wow. That's amazing to know that, you know, the relationship that we have with the sacred geometry of having these shapes and putting them closer to us, that it's vibrating a different energy and also bringing harmony within ourselves as well too. Because like you said, the 911 dispatcher, you know, all of a sudden it seemed like he started to have some harmony. He was able to participate in his relationship at home. Now he was able to receive these, you know, the traumatic and, so much respect for, the 911 workers and all of the first, responders, because I know me personally, that job would be very, I would be pulling too much energy. I would be carrying all of this energy of all of these outside situations on me. So more power to them. But to know that, you know, they were able to take these shapes, put them against their body, and all of a sudden the correctional officer is vibrating a new energy off of her, you know, by just having this shape on her. So the power, and like you said, but I guess I'm a little tongue twisted, but you know, what's old is starting to become new again. So sacred geometry has always been around. You know, it's been around before Apple and iPads and Zoom and all this type of stuff. So, but for many of us listening today, this is very new. This is new information. You know, like it's the new iPhone upgrade, but it's not. This is information that's always been around, because our ancestors many, many years ago were creating pyramids for the sole purpose of channeling the energies that, you know, we wanted to get to a higher place. And just as you said, now you have the offering of pendants and so on. So it's amazing to hear that, you know, sacred geometry is able to help people with wearing a pendant. But can you tell us all of the many benefits that, you know, someone can benefit from by introducing sacred geometry on many levels outside of wearing a pendant? How many, you know, what can sacred geometry do for us? Because at the end of the day, people want to know, like, great with all this information, but what can it do for me?
Well, it's going to be unique for each person, because what we found is that we all have different needs in terms of coming to a balance within us. So I had one grandmother who said, what I love about the pendant is that before I got it, my grandkids used to run away from me. Now that I wear it, they crawl all over me. And so it's what you were just saying, that attraction. The energy it's putting out an energy, this pendant, that people can feel internally, and it's taking your field, your energetic field, because there's an energy field around you, and it's moving that to a higher vibrational level that's attractive. I mean, that's where we first started noticing it with kids and with animals. Like, before we started this conversation, your cat ran into the room and you had to get your cat out of the room. And we've had that happen before. We actually make pendants for cats and for dogs, and it's shifted their fields, because sometimes they, like one person, she had it on her little dog, and the cleaning lady came up to her and said, what's going on? Your dog doesn't bark at me anymore. You know, did you take her to school? Or no, I just put this pendant on her. Wow. So, you know, you think of that animal, little dogs especially, they feel so threatened. They have to make noise to seem bigger. But something was taken care of within that animal that it didn't need to play that game anymore. And that's what starts happening with people. I had this couple come in their 80s, and they both bought pendants. And they came back a week later to get something from our shop. And he leaned over and said to me, you know what I love about this pendant is my wife doesn't yell at me as much anymore. And she overheard us, looked at him and said, I don't have to. So he changed, she changed, he changed his view, she changed her, all from different perspectives, but it made the relationship work. And everything in universe is about relationship, because when relationship happens, energy flows. And you know that when you're there with a good friend, when you start connecting, this energy goes back and forth between you.
Yeah.
And so that's what happens with the pendant, where people will start seeing that they're more creative. When we were talking earlier about serendipity and those coincidences, that's the way life is meant to be lived all the time. When you are in rhythm with universe, when you're in the right place at the right time, you can do that when you're trusting that inner guidance. It's within you. It's not what anyone else says on the outside. It's what's coming up from your heart. And not just the emotional part. You see, the heart, we talk about a lot coming from our heart, but the heart is really referring to the heart chakra, which is, you know, we have different chakras. The heart chakra is the doorway, the portal to the bigger part of ourselves, that part where soul resides, that part where we can see the past, the future, and tune in to what we're supposed to be doing, that part that feels everything in the environment and knows what is the right way to play out your role at the moment you're playing it out. So that comes through the heart into the body, and then the heart sends it to the brain. And that's where we can pick up the information from higher self by using the doorway that's opened within us. And so that's another thing, that these pendants are called heart companions, because they open the doorway of the heart to higher self, which increases not just intuition, but intelligence as well. Because we sometimes aren't thinking clearly when there's a lot of fear going on. And sadly, you know, a lot of politicians have understood how to use that to get people into fear, to get them into separation. So they aren't listening to the truth within themselves. They start to go into a mode of fear, which shuts them down from better reasoning, shuts them down from that connection. You know, we have to discover how we are all the same. You know, the little differences of the way we look on the outside, or the sex that we are, that's, you know, that's such minor stuff. Inside, we all are working so much the same as every other human being, and we want the same recognition, the same love, the same connection, the same feelings that make us feel good. And the stuff that doesn't feel good, you know, that's what we want to transition from or shift. And so that's an important thing to recognize. When you see fear being used, or separation, saying those guys are different than us, and that's why they're not good, don't trust that, because people that use that are not coming from a place of consciousness or love.
You said so many powerful statements. I love that you started off by saying that, you know, everyone is going to receive, you know, the medicine from the, you didn't say medicine, but the medicine from the pendant differently, you know, and it's, you know, it's about what they need to come to balance. So, you know, so it's a reminder again. I speak about this a lot on the podcast. We are all individual people. So, you know, what may do something for me may be something different what it's going to do for you. But, you know, I guess it depends on what I need within me and what you need within you. That's where it's going to figure out where the balance is. And then I love that you ended off about the fear. Being mindful of fear, because I think fear is running rampant right now in 2000, especially with us having access to these devices that give us access to so much information. So now it's like everyone's living in a state of fear, you know, all the time. And it's blocking us from getting to, you know, like you said, it's blocking us from getting to that place within ourselves. And this is, thank you so much for bringing that up. So all of us can have that awareness, like, wait a minute, what's happening here? Am I in a state of fear right now? And, you know, to have that conversation with yourself and recognize it, like, where is this coming from? Who gave me this? Why am I listening to this? And being able to, you know, navigate what you need to navigate within yourself to kind of bring some balance towards that, you know, around that conversation around fear. We're talking a lot about the pendant, but I know sacred geometry has to be more than wearing a pendant. Let's say someone says, I don't want to wear a pendant. How can they also, you know, receive the medicine or the, you know, the healing or whatever, should we call it medicine? I keep saying medicine, the sacred geometry, you know, how else can they receive the medicine of sacred geometry?
I feel like we're really in sync here. Unique, because one of the things that I wanted to talk about when we were mentioning fear is that there are a lot of people, you know, with all the things with like 5G and all the electromagnetics and, you know, the fact that we're so hooked into our computers and the electronics, they are they're very distractive to being able to really be fully who we are, right? And so people will often say, How can I block those electromagnetics? How can I keep those the 5G from you know, making me unhealthy? And here's what I always say, and that is, you know, we can't block anything. And when we talk about trying to block something, that is actually identifying it in a fearful way. But what's really powerful is connection. Connection is so much stronger than trying to block something. Mm-hmm. And so that's really what all of the things that we talk about in our other geometries do. And there's one of the tools that we have called the 5G solution. And we developed it because there were so many people who were coming to us and saying, oh my gosh, how are we going to deal with all the 5Gs? And so we really looked at, how could these geometries support an environment that would enable people to feel that connection so strongly that all this other distraction didn't amount to anything? It's not that it goes away, because if it went away, then your computers wouldn't work. Yeah. Wouldn't be happy with that either, right? But instead, when you're connected, you can have it all. Mm. And so, Gregory, you want to show them a picture of... Do you want to do that one?
Yeah, this is like what Gail was talking about, is when people ask for protection. And what we forget is that protection creates the need for protection, because mm-hmm. protection comes from a level of fear that is going to generate a need for that fear to be recognized in the outside world. Mm-hmm. And so what we're showing you now are just a few of the many geometries that we create that are in a home, that spin. We had to build our own motors because we found that we needed to have a certain speed and we needed to have them quiet. And it's been a very challenging journey to have a quiet motor. But all of these that you're seeing spin and move, and then we put them, like, here's Gail lying down on a pad where we have different geometries around her. We work with different frequencies going through the pad. So we create healing environments. And the picture I showed you earlier of these different geometries that relate to the sun and the moon. And let's see, there's another geometry of, well, that's the moon relating to here, the earth and the moon diameter creates another geometry. Mm-hmm. And this geometry is what's sitting between us right here, that you can pick up and meditate with these, have them spinning in your environment, sit underneath them, we have certain geometries we sit under when we meditate in the morning. And it makes it so much easier to let go of my little mind going, I'm going to talk to Unique today. What am I going to say? You know, I'll let the universe figure that one out. Mm-hmm. And all I have to do is be present with my breath. And I think that's such an important thing for all of us to work with, is just to be present moment by moment with our breath.
And, you know, we've actually, we're working with people who have these in their offices as well, because the office is where so many people spend quite a lot of the hours of the day. And so they can affect the environment. We had an attorney who was telling us about how having this in his office just allowed people to be so much more present, more relaxed, more able to communicate, and more able to receive the information that they were exchanging. We've had people who are like therapists who've talked about how people are more open to receiving whatever their, you know, whatever is the healing medicine for them. Mm-hmm. And again, it's like when we're connected, then we're opening to far greater than what our little minds can come up with in the moment, or the limited thoughts or the fears generate. We can overstep those and just be more of the full-on person that we are, in both what brings us together in our uniqueness and also in our oneness.
Love it. For those that are watching visually, they can see firsthand with the shapes of your sacred geometry, which have a lot of openness into them, you know? So it looks like all of the shapes that I'm seeing, there's flow, there's openness. Mm-hmm. And I was going to ask, as you were talking, when you said, you know, someone brought it into the office, but my first thought was like, oh, how much energy is it picking up on? Do they need to cleanse it like after, you know, a day of work and so on? But then I was like, well, it has a lot of openness. Maybe the energy is flowing through. Can you, you know, does the sacred geometry pick up on outside energy? You know, does it have influence from that and hold on to that energy? Or do you have to cleanse it? Tell me about the shapes with any outside energy.
It's not the same as a crystal that has, and the reason a crystal works is that it has the same geometry, and often like something like a clear quartz crystal, silicon dioxide, has a lot of little tetrahedrons arranged kind of end to end as it spirals around, forming six-pointed stars within the molecular structure. And so that's why they have six sides. That big part is emulating that tiny molecular structure that runs trillions of times through it. And that can pick up energy and hold it. But these geometries, as you said, they're more open. They aren't taking on as much negativity. It's always easy to put them in the sunshine and clear it. But the important thing is that your consciousness can interact with subtle energy. So it's your desire, your direction, your focus. And the types of geometries that we've chosen to work with are all vibrating at very high dimensional levels. So they don't really go in to those negative spaces that can sometimes get stuck in other things. So it's really about pulling you out of that space so that you can walk above it. You know, that's getting back to protection, what we were talking about before. It's not about you trying to stay where you are and protect yourself from all the bad stuff. It's you elevating yourself energetically so it doesn't even affect you. You're not even focused on what isn't working. You're focused on the solution. And so you don't have to worry about it in the same way. And it is fun to see a lawyer. He sent us a picture and said, I put this in the room, in our boardroom where we have depositions, because people yell at each other a lot less when it's running. And so it's like, and I've had mothers say, this broke, please fix it, because my whole family works so much better together when it's running and I need it back again right away.
Wow. You know, this was very powerful that you said. It's not about protecting, it's about elevating. That's powerful. And, you know, and it's true, just even just like energetically within ourselves, like when we look, when we vibrate low, and a lot of times I'm saying this podcast is about us elevating, you know, vibrating higher. But a lot of times when you vibrate lower, just it's a different energy field, and it's about vibrating higher. And as you were speaking, there were two books that came to mind. Don't know the titles of it. I'm not the one to reference titles, but both of these books I read throughout, you know, the past couple of years, and two of them said the pretty much the same thing. And I kept saying, oh, I want to be vibrating so high. I'm like that. One of the books, the woman was walking with a friend and with someone else. And then someone came to rob the friend, and they took his watch and stuff like that. But it's like the robbers didn't see her. And so when he said to her, he said, how did that happen? How did they not see you? And it was because she was vibrating so high, they could not see, connect with her. And then there was another book, which is a more popular book. I don't know the title of it. And it was about going through these different like levels. And so of like going higher. And so once they got to the level, one of these levels, there was like the enemy was shooting at them. I believe I may be getting it wrong, but I'm going to get the gist of the story. Was shooting at them. And the enemies literally came face to face with the person. He's like, what am I going to do? And the enemy kept walking by, and they couldn't see him because he was vibrating so high. And I once, and these were two different like books, different stories. And I was like, wow, I want to be vibrating so high that when lower energy comes, it doesn't see me. I don't exist.
Yeah. And you know something, you can also use that. I love what you're saying. This is such a fun part of the conversation. You can also use this to attract who you do want in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, how many people do you know who want a wonderful relationship and they just haven't quite manifested it yet? And they're trying to do all these different things. But when it comes down to it, it's being that loving person in the moment. And, you know, one of the things that we must all realize is that the only place where things happen is in the present. So we want to bring ourselves into the present fully as who we are, fully connected. And when we're doing that, that energy field is beautiful. And that energy field will attract somebody that's at a similar energy field. And that's who you want, because it's that sympathetic resonance. Like attracts like.
Yes.
So, you know, so it works in both those ways, both to keep you off the radar of those folks that could harm you, as well as put you on the radar for the people that you really do want in your life.
Yes. I love this. You know, that elevation amazingness and understanding that like attracts like. So we want to put ourselves in a place of being elevated so we can attract the person that is the more, you know, as we've been mentally creating in our mind, we want this place on that person on the elevated level. And, you know, understanding that, you know, that's the direction we want to go, being in the present moment, but yet at the same time, creating an elevation within ourselves energetically. You know, I see you have a couple of different shapes behind you. You know, if a person now is like, okay, they're listening, they're like, I'm in, I need sacred geometry in my life. I need to you know, I need to have some pieces around me. How does a person even choose? Do they just choose by what they aesthetically like, what's pretty to them? Or does each shape have a purpose for them to say, okay, I'm working on this part, I want to attract this, I want to do this? You know, how does a person even pick what they want for a pendant, a shape, and so on?
Okay. You know, I just wanted to say, I was thinking earlier when we were talking about raising the vibration, think of some of the incredible leaders we've had who've really made major changes, like Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King. And they were preaching coming from the heart and doing what's right and being, shifting your field and not going into the level where the others are wallowing about.
Yes.
And so I'm going to show you, I mean, this is our book, Sacred Geometry, the Universal Language of Divine Alignment. And if people go to our website, I connect the number 2 and then all. So I, CONNECT, the number 2, all, ALL.com/book will take you to our book. And without that, you're in our website. Now, these are what the pendants look like. They have 2 sides, each pendant. And that's because one side is moving the energy down into your heart, into the earth, feeling more grounded. The other side is moving the energy up. You're going to feel it more mentally focused. When we were writing the book, I had that star side toward me a lot. And then at the end of the day, I had to switch it over. I was almost like, oh my gosh, I forgot. I'm just vibrating so much. But people can also call us or send us an email and we'll help them tune in to what works best. On the pendants, the gems activate the different chakras. And so we can, it explains on our website which one you may want to choose because of cost, because of the gems that are activating things, or which geometry. And at the end of the whole day, your intuition, what you're attracted to, is always the first step to trust and always the final step to trust. Because if I were to say something to you and it didn't resonate inside, you'd go, oh, that guy doesn't really know me, I'm not feeling that. Trust that. That's the main thing for you to do, for each one of us to do, is to discover who we are, how we interact with the world, and to really start loving the character that we are, in spite of, I know for me, some of the stupid things I've done that I just need to let go of and forgive myself and realize, you know, I have another chance. I have another chance to be doing things a little better.
Yes, and live in the present moment.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And our book really explains a lot. We start out, well, actually, we start out first telling the reader a little bit about our stories, and then we get into consciousness. Because when it comes down to it, what we're really about is raising the consciousness on the planet. And what we've found with sacred geometry is that we feel it's one of the greatest ways to be able to do it. So we talk a lot about consciousness and how, you know, within energy, you can't separate energy from consciousness. And there, what I feel is that love holds it all together. And I think that's true in our lives. Love holds everything together. So we talk about consciousness and we talk about what blocks consciousness. And then from there, we start talking more about the specifics of sacred geometry and the different numbers and what they represent and how you see them in nature and in the way that the patterns work. And then we actually end up the book talking about the different products that we've created over all of these years and what they do, because just like you said, there are different products that have a function for different things. So something that might be more for meditation, something that might be more to influence the environment, like with the 5G solution, something that helps our intuition and creative self more. So there's all kinds of different products that we have. And the book goes over a lot of that. And on our website, we also have more of that information as well. But to me, the book is, you know, people have been saying for years, why didn't you write a book? And we've really wanted to. And to take the time to focus and sit down and write a book, it takes a lot. So we're so happy to have, we've just published it. And we're just thrilled to have it out there. And it's getting great, really awesome reviews from people. So really recommend that people grab a copy of it.
Congratulations on having a newly published book. But you guys, even though this is newly published, as you said at the beginning, you guys have been doing this for over 38 years. So you got there is a lot of knowledge and history and understanding behind sacred geometry with you guys. And I love that you said, you know, when I asked about what do I buy, what do I get? You said, email us, talk to us, let us know, you know, read the description on the website, opposed to saying, you know, buy the triangle, buy the circle, or buy this for that. You know, you didn't just give a straightforward answer. You say, well, let's dig a little deeper. You know, we need to find what's going to be the right match for you, which is so beautiful, because a lot of times when you see a commercial in those 30 seconds, they just tell you to get this one and why you need it. It may not be a match for you. You know, do you need this cereal in your life? No, you know, but they tell you you need it and just get it. So I like that, you know, with us, with everything we do in life, we really have to start digging, you know, individualistically with ourselves, opposed to going with the masses of saying, get this because I was told to get it. You know, I listened to that podcast and they say, get the triangle because I'm going to have a perfect life. And it's not about that. So thank you. Thank you so much for that. That's amazing. Before we start to close out, I know we can stay on sacred geometry, I'm sure, for weeks and days, because I feel like there is so much to touch on, but I'm so grateful that we have had, you know, we've opened the door, you know, for sacred geometry for people like me and listeners that haven't heard of it. And now they do hear of it and they're like, wow, I need to look a little further and deeper into it. But now the door has been open for us to even know, you know, do you have any closing notes or closing things you would like to say to the collective?
You know, I think I want to talk about right now. I feel like we're in a very dynamic time where things are changing very, very rapidly. And there's so many folks who are just opening up their awareness. And, you know, actually, I didn't get to say this earlier, but one of the fun things about sacred geometry is that sometimes people will see some of these geometries in a dream, in a meditation. They close their eyes and they see something, because, you know, we really have the ability to perceive more deeply what's going on in our lives and in the universe. And so that's kind of a fun thing about sacred geometry. And I just feel like this is a time where so many folks are opening up, and it's extremely valuable for them to find the people who really resonate with them, to support them in, just as you've been talking about, up-leveling their energy, their vibration, and doing the things to make a difference. I really believe that we can shift into such a wonderful field of love and compassion for each and every one of us, really still be able to express our uniqueness and also be able to embrace how we all fit together. And we're in a very, very wonderful time. I feel like, you know, it's exciting. I feel like I'm ready for this time now. And I know a lot of people are. So if you're feeling things happening, I would say, find the sources that support you in raising your energy to be able to really go for the life that you know in your heart and soul you're capable of.
I like that.
Oh, and I know for me, you know, what's fun is trusting spirit totally. So that while Gail was talking, I didn't have to think about what I was going to say because I didn't know what I was going to say. It's whatever spirit moves me to say that I think we can all discover that part within ourselves and realize that the world seems to be falling apart from many perspectives, but that doesn't have to happen for you, for each one of us. We can choose, like we were saying earlier, to be present. We can choose that part inside of us that feels the love. We can choose the people that are in our environment. And if we feel alone, to be open to having someone walk in, and then they will. It's like this is a time of magic, and it's up to each one of us to choose where we want to play. And we don't have to wait for the world to change, for things to get better. We can feel things within ourselves get better without that need on the outside in. Let it be inside out, because that's how the world is going to change, as each one of us discover that love within ourselves and start connecting to more and more people and discover it's the humanity coming together that's going to make each one of us whole again and going to shift the world that we live in. And it starts inside each one of us. And that's what Martin Luther King said to do. That's what Mahatma Gandhi said to do. You know, it's like, start inside, find the truth inside. And then, you know, that's what will set you free.
Yeah. You know, I love this. You both said such beautiful closing statements. You know, Gail, you starting off by understanding that you find the source of, you know, find the sources that's going to help you elevate, which is, you know, and allow that to happen. Let's step into the magic of elevation and finding the people, the sources that's going to support us in that. And it's okay to move to in that direction, even though there may be outside elements trying to hold you down. Go ahead. Know your truth. Move on up. And, you know, and Greg, that you ending off with, you know, I feel, you know, trusting yourself. That's what I got from it. Trust yourself. Be present on what's happening and just trust in you, you know, because the divine lives within you, and, you know, in spirit and source is here. It's with you. And I feel like a lot, you know, especially in the society and the way that we, you know, society, the direction that society has gone, we are giving our trust away. We are allowing other people to dictate and help us move in the directions that they want us to move into. But is that your direction? So trusting yourself is what I got from what you said. trust in you, you know, listen to you, you know, and like you said, when you were talking about the products, even if I tell you this advice, if that's not you, if you don't resonate with it, go with what you resonate with. That's the first answer. That's the first key, because all of us are different. So you guys gave us, you know, so many beautiful, wise and, elevation statements throughout the whole podcast. And I'm grateful for it. Thank you so much for that. But yes, namaste. But before we close out today's show, I would love to ask you, what does becoming unique mean to you?
That's such a great question. And what a fabulous name you have. And I also want to say, I love how you summarize things and bring it all back in your unique words. It's really, it's beautiful how you do it. And that really, I think that's part of the message here that I want to leave people with, is each one of us is a soul here in this body, a soul that's here to express its magnificence. And we all want to experience your magnificence. So now is really the time. It doesn't matter who you were before or anything else. Now is the time to truly come present with who you are. And just, you know, show up, play full on. This is it's a magical time that we're in. And one of the things that we can also do is build the environment, build the field to support each individual to come forward and be who they are. Because that's the way that we're really reconstructing heaven on earth. And it's a great time to be alive.
Yes, I love that. I love it. Greg, did you want to chime in, or we'll just
We always chime in on each other. I mean, we wrote a book together. One of the reasons the book took a while to come was because it took us a while to come to be able to write together, I think, you know, where we can write something and then, you know, now that's playing into your question about what is unique, or what does it mean to be to me? And that was interesting that Gail can write something and then I can see how it's affecting me and I can write over it and change little bits of it, but leave the majority there. And then she can take what I've written and say, I don't resonate with this, and then work it over. So, you know, uniqueness is an incredible thing that makes us all a little different than everything else. And yet uniqueness is meaningless without interaction, because we can't recognize the uniqueness. You know, I don't know how you're different if I just hide in my own little space and I never interact with you. And I don't appreciate your uniqueness unless I start to interact with my uniqueness, with your uniqueness. And we go, oh, we got some things the same. Oh, we got some things still different. Oh, I would never want to do it that way all the time, but I appreciate you wanting to do it that way some of the time. I mean, it's so much fun when you realize we need all the separate parts and we need the team play, or we're not going to accomplish real change on this planet. Because it could start with one person, but unless that person or that unique character is willing to interact with other uniqueness, we are not going to discover synergy, which is what Bucky Fuller coined that word. So that's an important word. It's where 1 + 1 = 3. It becomes bigger because the two parts decided to become somewhat connected, and then a bigger thing comes out of them than either one could have done on their own unique understanding.
Wow. I love the tag team you guys gave us. Again, you closed it off with so much amazing information, you know, or amazing wise words about, well, moving into new times, this, you know, and it's a beautiful time to be here. And, you know, with you coming in, Greg, and saying, it, step into your uniqueness. Like, we can't see you if you're hiding over there. We need to know that you are unique and so much more. And thank you for the word synergy, because I have heard the word. I don't know if I've ever used it in my vocabulary. I've heard it. And thank you for confirming that the definition is 1 + 1 = 3, because it makes so much sense. We collaborate together, and then now we make an even bigger from our collaboration. So 1 + 1, so your book is synergy. So the two of you guys collaborate, and you made the beautiful book of synergy of your book. So I want to, before I close, I want to ask, you gave us your website. I will have all the details in the show notes. So I'm assuming your book is available on the website. Is it available like on Amazon as well? Yes. Too? Well, and also, what about the bookstores? Like, can I get a physical copy at Barnes and Nobles, or do I just get it online?
Get it online. We have the book is, you can get our books, Kindle copy, paperback, Amazon, Barnes and Noble. I don't believe, because it's just come out, I don't know that it's actually in the physical bookstores, but certainly if you go on to either Barnes and Noble for the paperback or Amazon, you'll be able to get it. And then we're going to actually buy a bunch of the books and then sign them, and we'll sell them from our website. But we haven't actually gotten to do that yet, because it's so brand new, but we'll have it very shortly.
So as of now, Amazon is the key place to go.
Amazon and Barnes and Noble are both the best ways to get it. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Beautiful. Beautiful. Oh my goodness. You guys were nothing but amazingness today. I am so grateful that you have come on to the Become a Unique podcast to school me and also all the collective about the beautiful energy of sacred geometry and so much more. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. What a pleasure to get to meet you and play with you today. Thank you.
Yeah.